the use of steroids in gymnastics, we don't hear that.
No, we don't. No.
And here we have it in particular baseball and maybe some others. And why haven't people tried to use it?
I'm sure they have. They've tested us since going back to the 70s. They would always test the medalist and then some other athletes at random. I don't know enough about steroids, but back then, I think steroids were normally associated with weightlifters, discus throwers, you know, people who needed to build mass. So gymnasts typically stayed away from something like that because they didn't want to build mass. You need to be light and strong. But I was naive because I didn't realize that there are also strains of steroids that could lean you out and make you strong too. So we've had only a few athletes who've tested positive for diuretics. And diuretics are used to just rid the body of water, but also some athletes use diuretics to rid themselves of the chemicals from steroids. So a diuretic is on the banned substance list, mostly because that's how it's used. But in all the years, I think only a few gymnasts have ever been tested positive for diuretics, and they're just literally trying to lose water weight so they're lighter and stronger.
After 84, what becomes of you then in your life?
Well, 84, of course, the Olympics are over and we're celebrated all over the country and we decide to do gymnastics tours, exhibitions, perform because there's some opportunity for us. We expanded our operation here to open up the Gymnastics Academy and kind of grow that a little bit. So I actually had a rather smooth transition from competition into the professional world because, man, for probably 8 or 10 years after I was done competing, we would do gymnastics shows and performances around the world and it was fun. We're just having a good time and making a living at it. So I didn't have that sort of cold turkey, you're done with gymnastics, now what? I kind of transitioned into sort of the professional side of gymnastics very smoothly.
You alluded to the business property that you're on right now. What year did you begin this?
Prior to the Barcona Gymnastic Academy, Paul Zert had started a little club, and it was called the Gymnastic Chalet. Then when I teamed up with him and we decided to be business partners, we named it the Barcona Gymnastic Academy, and we built this building, which is now 20 years old over here in Norman. So it's been a little over 20 years, I guess, that
so
we've had this.
The year would have been about when?
We opened this new building in 92. I was a business partner in the Gymnastic Chalet prior to opening up Barcona Gymnastic Academy. So we've been in the gymnastic club business together. It's just I became more of an investor by 92, but probably since about 84, 85, right after I was done.